Appendix 3. The Medical View 1AA. Since Dr. Silkworth's first endorsement of Alcoholics Anonymous, medical societies and physicians throughout the world have set their approval upon us. Following are excerpts from the comments of doctors present at the annual meeting of the Medical Society of the State of New York, where a paper on AA was read. Footnote. This occurred in 1944. Dr. Foster Kennedy, neurologist. This organization of Alcoholics Anonymous calls on two of the greatest reservoirs of power known to man, religion and that instinct for association with one's fellows, the herd instinct. I think our profession must take appreciative cognizance of this great therapeutic weapon. If we do not do so, we shall stand convicted of emotional sterility and of having lost the faith that moves mountains, without which medicine can do little. Dr. G. Kirby Collier, psychiatrist. I have felt that AA is a group unto themselves, and their best results can be had under their own guidance as a result of their philosophy. Any therapeutic or philosophic procedure which can prove a recovery rate of 50% to 60% must merit our consideration. Dr. Harry M. Tebow, psychiatrist. As a psychiatrist, I have thought a great deal about the relationship of my specialty to AA, and I have come to the conclusion that our particular function can very often lie in preparing the way for the patient to accept any sort of treatment or outside help. I now conceive the psychiatrist's job to be the task of breaking down the patient's inner resistance, so that which is inside him will flower, as under the activity of the AA program. Dr. W. W. Bauer, broadcasting under the auspices of the American Medical Association in 1946 over the NBC network, said in part, "Alcoholics Anonymous are no crusaders, not a temperance society. They know that they must never drink. They help others with similar problems. In this atmosphere, the alcoholic often overcomes his excessive concentration upon himself, learning to depend upon a higher power and absorb himself in his work with other alcoholics, he remains sober day by day. The days add up into weeks, the weeks into months and years." Dr. John F. Stopher, chief psychiatrist, Philadelphia General Hospital, citing his experience with AA, said, "The alcoholics we get here at Philadelphia General are mostly those who cannot afford private treatment, and AA is by far the greatest thing we have been able to offer them. Even among those who occasionally land back in here again, we observe a profound change in personality. You would hardly recognize them." The American Psychiatric Association requested in 1949 that a paper be prepared by one of the older members of Alcoholics Anonymous to be read at the association's annual meeting of that year. This was done, and the paper was printed in the American Journal of Psychiatry for November 1949. This address is now available in pamphlet form at nominal cost through most AA groups or from Box 459, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10163, under the title, Three Talks to Medical Societies by Bill W., formerly called Bill on Alcoholism, and earlier, Alcoholism, the Illness.